Well, according to USDA, 2% of Indiana's corn crop and 3% of the state's soybeans have already been planted. Joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Greg Rowland. He's a farmer near Campbellsburg in Washington County, just a stone's throw from Salem in the southern part of the state. Greg, how has spring planting been coming along so far for you and your family?
We have gotten started. We've got about 500 acres of beans to plant, which we've planted about 300 of them. So yeah, we feel like we've got a pretty good start there. We raise popcorn for preferred popcorn. We haven't started on popcorn yet. We would like to see this ground get in a little better shape and warm up a little more before we start it.
Greg, around April 2nd, much of the state saw a bunch of storms blow through. Of course, a lot of rain, a lot of flooding south of Indianapolis. Did that impact you and your neck of the woods in Washington County earlier this month?
Yeah, it definitely did. There was some pretty heavy storms with some wind. We were pretty fortunate and didn't really have any damage, but I know people in the county did have. Yeah, we got 7-8 inches of rain. The creeks and rivers got out of their banks and flooded, closed a few roads. But yeah, they seemed to go down pretty quick. We do have some high and dry ground, and that's kind of what let us be able to get started.
Greg, what about other farmers nearby in Washington County? Have they already started their planting as well?
I would kind of estimate that probably 50% or maybe a little more have not started yet. Since we do just use the one planter to plant popcorn and the beans, we kind of push to get those beans in the ground so we can look to get that popcorn in the ground there that last week of April, the first week of May.
Greg, with planting already underway, are there any concerns about frost or possible freezing conditions that could creep along that could force a replant in the next few weeks or the next month and a half?
It's definitely happened before, but normally, you know, you're planting the 15th of April and it, you know, you get them out of the ground. So you're kind of that last week of April, and usually we're pretty safe at that point. The one thing that we have struggled with because the winter was wet and it's been wet now is getting chicken litter spread. So we still have a couple hundred acres of litter to get spread, and we would definitely like to already have that done.
Chatting with Washington County farmer Greg Rowland here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Greg, you've shared with me before that you use cover crops on your farm, namely cereal, rye, and vetch. I'm curious if you've introduced any new cover crops into that rotation and the success that you've had with using those cover crops so far.
So yeah, we're always trying to look for something better. Where we're putting our soybeans, we pretty much go with a straight cereal rye. But where we're going with our popcorn, this time we use some barley on part of the acres, and the other part of those acres we did use the cereal rye, but we still use vetch, crimson clover, some kale. We had radishes in there this time because we were pretty early in the fall getting them planted, so we threw them in, and we did have a really good stand of cover crop on all the acres. So yep, that's still a big part of our program. We've been able to cut back on chemicals. We do have a roller crimper that if the cover gets big, we'll plant it green and then roll it down. Sometimes we can terminate with the roller, and sometimes we'll use some chemistry, but still roll it down on the ground to put the mat on the ground.
Any advice that you have for other Indiana farmers as they get itching to get out there in those fields and get seed in the ground?
I guess I should give myself this advice, is to try to be patient. It's very hard to do. But yeah, it's important to plant it when the conditions are right. And you do have to, you know, you have to wait on Mother Nature. It's not something we really enjoy doing, and that's waiting. There's always those issues, you know, you get the equipment out and get going that, you know, day one and two is usually pretty slow. And then you kind of get things lined out and back to going. And when this weather turns around, we'll get it in the ground quick, a couple weeks.
Once again, Greg Rowland of Rowland Farms, based near Campbellsburg in Washington County, just a stone's throw from Salem in southern Indiana. And Greg, best of luck to you and your son Jacob and your entire family as you get spring planting underway.
All right. Thank you all. God bless.